Hello, hello, and welcome to Season 7 Entrepreneur Talks podcast run by Women Flicks. My name is Yola Bastos. I'm one of the co-founders of Women Flicks organization. We provide different services starting from coaching in life and business. We do website development, we do branding, and we run workshops and courses for women. Get in touch with us if you would like to know more about what we do. You can jump on www.womenflicks.org or send us an email to womenflicks@mail.com. Would you like to be a guest on our podcast? You can also send us a message on social media or email or by our website. But for now, enjoy season 7 with our new guests, with new stories for you to get inspired. My guest for today's podcast is Marta Krejci. Marta is a mom, wife, friend, and lover of life first, and the CEO second. Marta and her husband have a digital marketing agency and an educational platform where they teach business owners how to dominate the marketplace all on their own. They basically turn I can't into I can. Let's welcome Marta and feel inspired by her conversation with me today. Hello, Marta Krejci. Welcome to Entrepreneur Talks podcast run by Women Flicks.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Oh, so excited to be here.
You're welcome. Me too. I'm very excited to have this conversation with you and get to know you more and your brand and your journey and inspire others through our conversation for sure. So before we go straight to questions, tell me, Marta, where are you based? Where are you talking from?
I am in Winter Garden, Florida. So right outside of Orlando.
Oh, wow. Okay. So America.
Yes.
Another happy lady in America, right? After the elections, everyone seems to be more happier.
We're happy. We're definitely happy.
That's great. So, coming back to you, to your story, in three words, can you describe yourself as a person? What would you say? I'm this.
Oh man, I am led. I'm divinely led, so that's first and foremost for me. So I am led. I am a mother, and I'm a wife. Those are my biggest jobs, and those are my biggest things that I encapsulate. And then being led works into my entrepreneurial journey and everything else, of course. But yeah. That's
beautiful. Thank you for sharing with me and the listeners, of course. So for you, I do have a couple of questions, and one of them we're gonna start from: what is the biggest mistake you see entrepreneurs doing today?
Wow. the biggest mistake is they chase money first. And it's not, a lot of people, whenever they start out in becoming an entrepreneur, they start out from ground zero, essentially. So yeah, they need money. But the mistake is that is their first focus instead of service, instead of serving and seeing how they're able to give back to their community, how they're able to create their community, how they, who their community even is, right? There's another huge mistake that people do. I'll just name a couple here. There's another huge mistake that people do, and that's that they don't think of who they're going to serve. They say, well, my thing that I'm doing to help people can help everybody, right? And so then they act like it's not specific to one person. And so one person or one type of person, one demographic, if you will, isn't going to get it square in the heart whenever they say something in copy or in messaging. That person isn't going to receive it like, oh, she is talking to me, right? Like, she knows me, she gets me. Nobody is going to have that experience. And so what that means is that your company and your business, they're not going to grow. And so there's a lot of time and money spent on blanketed marketing of just trying to cover all of your bases and just running toward the money thing first. And both of those things together equal what we see out here right now, which is a lot of people with an entrepreneurial drive and an entrepreneurial spirit that really aren't able to push the needle on their respective businesses because they're stuck at the starting line, and they've been at the starting line for maybe years.
Yeah.
And they can't move forward because they're just stuck in this space, and they don't realize if they just step outside, move from a space of service, and then all of a sudden everything will start working for them. But they don't know that, and they're stuck, and instead they think that it's just not for them, or that they're failures, or all of these things that are untrue. But they're, you know, they're following maybe some people online that were like, hey, all you do is this, this, and this, and you can make a bunch of money. And they're like, oh, well, I'm gonna do those things. And then they do those things chasing money, and then none of it works for them. And all they're out is whatever they spent on that program. And you know, it's just, there's so many things. But yeah, essentially it all breaks down to following money first or chasing money first, and then not really getting specific on who they're here to serve.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. You just made me remember about something that happens, and I'm sure happens to you as well, which is invitations a lot for trading. I believe in trading. I'm not saying that trading is no good, but people comes with a mindset about trading, and they try to put you there, but without you knowing, you get, let's say, okay, yes, I'm gonna make money. And then you get there, you don't know the knowledge, you don't know anything, and you lose money instead of making money, because mm-hmm. it's so many people doing this. It's so many people trying to implement you the trading, which I understand, and I do believe in trading, but I know that I need to learn a lot to be able to make trading.
Absolutely.
To get into this game, yes. Because it's a Absolutely. Big thing. You just remind
yes.
me.
Oh, 100%, yes.
Yes. Because they just want everything is money, money, money. It's the call about money, not the call about you want to be different. You want to do something different in the world. You want to be the change. But it's just like, yes, let me make yes. money. But I'm not into that. I see a lot and happen to me, to my company a lot. People inviting us for this.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it yep. happens. It's the big mistake. You're right. And why did you yeah. jump into the entrepreneur life?
Oh, goodness. Well, my story was when I worked for corporate America, just like everybody, for a very long time. And I was in sales, and then I moved into leadership. And whenever I was in leadership, that's whenever I had my daughter. So she just turned 6 this last weekend. But whenever I had her, everything changed in me. And then I kept going to work, And it was kind of like I was shifting out of the corporate landscape because I was like, I really want to be home with her. I really don't want to miss moments with her. And then one day I was sitting at work. I didn't have any sick time that I could use because as a mom, you typically don't have sick time because you're always using it. And I was sitting there and my husband sent me a video. And I had to go to the bathroom to watch the video because I couldn't take my phone out on the floor out there. And I went in the bathroom and I watched the video. And I kid you not, it was my daughter taking her first steps. Aww. And when I saw that, it's still like, when I saw that, it was, I believe that in life, we keep being called to action. We keep being, we are presented with these very clear and defined moments with a question attached to them of, are you okay with this? And it's not right or wrong, yeah. But this is a microcosm of what life is going to be like. Are you okay with that? And whenever I saw that video, everything, my world blacked out from the outside in. And I was just, everything stopped. And it was like, I was being introduced to that question again of like, are you okay with this? Is this what you want to do? Do you want to keep missing moments like these? And so the next weekend, I talked to my husband, who is typically the guy who's like very logical and grounded. I joke around and I say that he's the guy that holds the string to my balloon. I'm like the balloon. And then he's like my grounding force, right? That keeps me from flying out into the atmosphere. And so whenever I told him that I wanted to quit my job, which literally paid for two households because his parents lived with us. And of course we had Nora and we had just bought this new house and all of the factors were against him saying, sure, go ahead and do that. But I held insurance on us, everything. And then I was like, I have to come home. I have to be able to work from home. We'll start a marketing agency. I know how to do this stuff. We'll do it. And that is when, and he, in all of his typical, like holding the string to the balloon, what he said to me was, Martha, if you don't do this, you're doing a disservice to everyone around you. And I was like, that's how I knew. That was a very God moment for me, because that's where I knew this, that is not like him. So I knew, that that meant that I need to take this path because it just was very clear to me. And as soon as we took that path, the money just came. Like even within that first month, we never missed a beat. We never lost income. We picked up clients and we just kept going. And it all worked out perfectly. So we're with Nora. We went to Universal Studios on Thanksgiving and we get to play, we get to have fun, we get to work from home, we get to help people. And that was my leap, but I didn't have, you know, like some people say, a lot of people say you should have like 6 months worth of finances saved up and da 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 da. And I think that's great advice. I didn't do it. I just jumped and it worked out for me. I'm not saying that it's necessarily going to work out for everybody that way. I think you definitely should save back that money. But it was crazy.
I believe, but at the same time, I believe that was crazy, but the magic that was inside of you, the feeling that was bubbling inside of you was more powerful than the whatever the problem would can come. You were like, I'm ready. I'm not going to think too much because that video just brought you the clearance, like the light. You just remind me again, like when my daughter born and then I had to work a lot and I didn't start my business then, but I had to change to move to another country to be able to give more attention, to be with her. And that's why we came to London, and was the reason. And soon I saw the shining eyes that my daughter had when she could see me at school, picking up, dropping her, doing these small things. There is no price. Till today, I remember this, and there's still no price that can pay. No country, no, nothing. I just don't look back in a bad way, because I know I made the right decision. It was hard, but I made the right decision. Today I say, yes, I did it. And I have got an amazing girl. She's not 22, not six, 22 already.
22. Oh, mama. I just want mine to stay six forever.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I wish. But now I've got my niece, daughters, and etc. So I do enjoy. I got the opportunity to enjoy again these little babies, which is amazing. And the talks and all the stages is just beautiful.
Yeah,
and that's one of the things, because Marta, I also remember that I embraced, even today, she's 22, but I still embrace every single year, every single moment, because people tend to say, oh, she's so big, she's an adult, but she's still my daughter. Yes. She's still my baby, and no matter what,
because
when something comes away, when pain comes up, or when something sad, or even happiness, she runs to us. They run to us. And this is beautiful. And there is no price for this. And I'm like, there is no age, no price, nothing. It's still my baby. And I'm glad you done that. I'm glad that you made that decision, and you really, I can see you happy, and you, your baby, your husband, your dogs, amazing. It's a brave step, but it's not everyone that goes for it. I've heard people saying, oh, y'all, I wish I can have the braveness like you do, like just leaving this job, because they're not happy, but they're still there. And this is a big thing in the industry. A lot of people is not happy, but they're just there for the sake of the money, to pay the bills, because they think they can't pay the bills and etc. But that's wrong. Yeah. It's a lie. It is a lie.
Agreed.
Thank you. You see, I'm talking now about myself as well.
I love it.
Thank you. And what do you wish everyone understood about their haters?
Oh, yeah. Here's like a quick thing here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little diagram that I typically do, and I have this whiteboard, and I won't do it. I'm gonna do it where it looks like a windshield for a second. So there's 2-3% of your audience, or of your people, that are, they're gonna buy whatever you're selling. They love you so much. They just want to align with you. They just want to do what you're doing. Essentially, they would buy dirty socks from you because they just love you so much. Like, that's your 2-3%. And a lot of people will call them your low-hanging fruit. Okay, so that's 2-3% of your audience. The other side of the coin is 5%. It's not very easy to do this, but it's 5%, okay? And 5% of your audience are people that, quite frankly, just wish you would shut up. They just wish you would stop talking. They don't support you. They don't like what you're talking about. They wish you would stop. And quite frankly, the 5%, what people need to know about the 5% is that they're the haters, right? But they get very, very loud. They're like the squeaky wheel, right? Like, they get really loud on your social media and stuff like that. They may be very close to you. A lot of times your 5% is around you, like maybe it's friends, family, that sort of thing. But what we need to understand about our 5% is really this other number, 92%,
Okay. So there's the 2 to 3 and then there's the 5. All right. 92% of your audience just needs to hear more. They need to hear what you're talking about more. It's likely they're going to do whatever you're talking about, but they just need to continue hearing it. So if you're showing up in service and you're showing up to help with a transformation, whether it be coaching or if you're selling, whatever, as an entrepreneur, you're showing up in service. And you're the 92% of your audience just needs to hear it more. But here's the thing, the 5% can paralyze you. So if you pay too much attention to the 5%, then you're going to be paralyzed and never ever be able to serve the 92%. So that's what people need to understand about their haters, is that they're there. They're always going to be there. Okay. They, it's 5%. That's a percentage. So whether you have 50 people in your audience, social media, church, whatever, 50 people in your audience, or if you have 50 million people in your audience, 5% is a scalable number, right? So once you have a massive audience, they don't go away. They multiply. So there was a thing that I thought as I was growing my business, I was like, okay, well, I have the haters right now, but when they realize I know my stuff, da 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 da, then they'll all just be quiet and they'll all become my lovers instead of my haters. That I was wrong. Yeah. That I still have haters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's okay. That's the thing, is like, it's okay. They're a natural balance to your audience. They're always going to exist, but I think it's so much easier for people to deal with them when they understand that everybody has them and that they're there and that they're just going to be there. So what you do is you just kind of virtually put them in a shoebox, stuff them under the bed, and keep moving with everybody else, because that's, you can't let them stop you, because yeah, all of these people need you.
That's so true. I really love the way you put through with the arms and everything. I did understand, and it's so powerful, because that's the truth, is really the reality. And if people takes on that way, on that perspective, you will be so much light inside of you, because we now talking, you're talking about this, and it's remember me, the people that suffer from anxiety and other problems due to these things, due to haters, because they get involved a lot. They forget themselves, and they can go really into a really deep down situation, depressions and stuff. And that's a really good point to remind everyone that is in the influencer entrepreneurs industry, because it's really powerful. Do you motivational speaker? Like, you are a motivational speaker. Do you do any speaking? That's really good. Thank you so much. This is amazing.
I love it. I could talk all day.
I've got more. I'm not gonna go yet. And Marta, where do you see the world shifting right now?
The world is shifting into, and I'll explain what I mean by this in a second, but we're shifting back into tribes, essentially. So whereas we've gone through an industrial age where it's big business, it's big corporations, big box stores, you have Amazon, you have, PepsiCo, you have all of these like massive corporations that run things. But where we as people are shifting is we're shifting back into tribes, the way that I see it. We're shifting back into being around individuals and people that are going to be able to support us, and we all help each other in our journeys. And that's something that I teach, is like finding your people, right? Putting out your bat signal, finding your people and supporting them. And we're moving into that space because the pendulum always swings, right? So we hit an extreme point of industrial, you know, big box store, huge companies, and we just buy their stuff blindly, right? The pendulum has since swung, right? And so when it swings back, it's equal opposite. So whenever we're so for that, that now it's come back into, it's the power is ours now. So now it's time for us to show up with our hearts, with our desire to serve, and we can find our people, gather them around us, and we can start serving each other, because what people are craving is intimacy. What they're craving are relationships, real, genuine, authentic, and transparent other human beings having relationships with each other. That's what they're craving. They're not, they don't want to be sold to. They don't want to just buy my stuff. They don't want that. That's not what we're moving on from that. And when we move on from that, we move back into supporting each other, which is what I mean, it's what we should have been doing all along. We couldn't stop what was happening before, but we certainly are able to take some steps in stopping some massive stuff right now, just simply because if we take stands, then everybody else sees what that looks like. We model that behavior to them, and then it can just take over. And that's good stuff.
That's amazing. So tell me about your tribe.
Oh gosh, yeah, my tribe. I like my tribe a lot. So my tribe are families. It's usually women first, but then the husbands come in, because the husbands are like, oh, she knows what she's talking about. But it's usually women first. It's usually women with kids. And essentially it's people that love other people very much, and they're ready to show up in service. They're ready to change the way their life has looked so far. Maybe they were like me and they worked in a corporate job and they're like, I just don't want to do this anymore. This doesn't feel right. And maybe they have tried, you know, to learn from different people, right? How to do different online business things and whatever, and it wasn't working for them, and then they felt like a failure. I have all kinds of people, but essentially what it boils down to is the people that are my tribe and that come to me are people that are ready to shift the world in their way. They're ready to shift the world into a better place. And it looks different for different people. I have some women in there that, maybe they have kids that are on the spectrum. And so what they do to show up in service is they help other moms that have kids on the spectrum, and they give them hacks and things that can make their lives easier. Like, that's how they serve their tribes. I have one girl who, she was adopted, and she went through some trauma around being adopted. And so now she helps other adoptees work through that same trauma. It's humans. I'm going to cry. I'm going to stop. No. It's humans helping other humans through this life. And we don't have to, here the tears come. We don't have to trudge our way through this life. What we can do instead is we can stand around each other, we can lift each other up, and then we can not just trudge through this life, but we can instead lay down a carpet on top of that mud we've been walking through and just move quickly and show other people how to do it. And we can thrive in this world, because my opinion is, I don't know about you, but my God didn't design me to be trudging through this life, right? Like, we've been designed to be so much more. There's a lot of narrative out there that makes us feel like we can't do much, and that we're very needy and we need all of these things to fill us up, but we don't. We're perfectly full as we are, and we can just move forward if you have the right people around you to help you do so.
Yeah. That's so good. I would say to you, like, preach, girl, go for it. I love it. I'm so blessed to be able to have this conversation with you. You can imagine, it just connects with me. It really connects. I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's the kind of tribe I love to walk with. And I've been doing for a couple of years already. And this is transformational every single day. And that's the why. And it's very important for us to know our why and what kind of tribe we are in and what we're doing here.
Yes. Fantastic.
Thank you, Marta. I'm gonna go. There we go. I'm gonna go again. I can't stop to ask you things, but I have to, but I can't. Two more. What advice would you give a struggling business owner right now?
Oh, yeah, that's great. Advice that I would give a struggling business owner right now would be to look at their model, their business model that they're running with. Something that a lot of business owners, they get stuck in this space of it worked before, it should always work. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So because times change, and yeah, we're in a pretty dramatic change right now as we're taping, but it will still change again in the future. Like the one true constant is change, right? So what we have to do is we have to look at our model and we have to think, okay, who is the person that I'm serving? How can I even better serve them? So I've got this suite of things that I serve them with right now. What can I add to it? And maybe it's something that's free, right? Some people are like, my gosh, how did you get successful so fast? Da 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 da. And it's because I serve. In my groups and stuff like that, I serve with no expectation of any money whatsoever. I just serve. And then whenever they want to come into a program or something, so be it. That's awesome. If they want to go, you know, to go down to get more expertise, like in certain subjects, then yeah, so be it. But I deliver a lot of stuff in order for people to be able to start moving the needle. Because at the end of the day, if my focus is on service and on those people being better than they were the day before, then I'm good. Everything else is going to find its way, but I'm always focused on service. So a lot of times what business owners, whenever they get into challenging situations, they think, again, they go back to that money thing because they start to freak out a little bit. And then they're like, oh, well, how do I make money? And then you're right back in the place that you shouldn't be. And so what you do is you look at what you're offering and then you think, okay, what can I give people? How can I get them into a forum where I can give them all, like, you know, whether it's a free course, whether it's on your email list and you deliver it that way, if it's in a Facebook group, whatever, wherever it's going to be able to deliver content to these people that is going to move the needle on their situation as it pertains to them coming into your programs and things like that. I hope that doesn't sound ambiguous, but it's serving and it's training and it's giving them what they need. And then they can come into your stuff whenever they're ready to. But a lot of times people aren't going to jump right into your stuff. So you need to be able to train them and such because they don't know that you know what you're talking about until you can actually give them some training and show them, like, here, I'm legit. Let me show you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Fantastic. I totally agree with you. Thank you so much for this advice to any entrepreneurs or business owners right now. So this is it. Last question. I will let you go and have fun with your family. So before you go, how can people connect with you and find more about your work?
Oh, yay. I'm all over the place. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, those are like my main places. And then of course, like there's my hub of my website, which is withmartha.com. That website is getting updated right now. So if you're going through it and you're like, this is wonky. Yeah, I know, it's being updated. There'll be a new one. March 2021 is the launch date on it. Oh. But there's that. And then the group where I actually do a 90-day run, a 90-day from your side gig to your main gig, or your main gig, your side gig to become your main gig in 90 days. Oh. That is in my heart-centered and successful work-at-home moms group. And that's on Facebook. So you can just search that.
Okay, good. So all this information will be on the description of the podcast. So my listeners, they can go to the description and click on any website or any website platform they like most, because Martha is there. And yeah. I love it. And also, Martha, you are giving away something, right? Three ways to be sure you are creating a successful business and brand.
Yes, ma'am. And that's because when I started, I spent a couple years floundering. And like I had the money, right? But I was floundering in whether this was going to be successful or not. And then I actually moved into another space whenever I found out something else would be more successful. So it's just three questions to be able to ask yourself to make sure that you're not wasting time in something that may not actually be what you want to do. So, and may not actually be successful. So that's what that's for.
Fantastic. So all these links again, and this freebie or promotion, if we can call, is going to be on the description of the podcast. Once again, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your life, for your presence here, and for what you're doing in the world, the change that you're creating, the opportunity to give, that you are giving to other people to embrace their dreams and their visions and be better, be the change. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you so much.
You're welcome. So yes, so I'm sure we're gonna keep in touch. And yes, this is our end. And I love your bracelets, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
They bring the Africa thing into my mind.
Love it.
Take care, Martha. And nice to meet you once again. God bless.
Same. Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello again. So we came to the end of the podcast on season 7. Make sure you get in touch with my guest. All the information about each guest will be always on the description of the podcast. Their social media, their email, their website. You don't have a way not to get in touch with them. My name is Yola Basht. I'm one of the co-founders of Womenflix. We thank you so much for being here with us till the end of the session. I'm looking forward to see you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.